It's God first, others second, yourself third. The unique and cool thing about it is if you have that perspective, it comes back around to benefit you.
Can't stop it. I'm a national champ! I'm a national champ! I'm a national champ! Unbelievable!
Iwu Hoops presents The Pursuit. Go inside the locker room as Iwu Hoops trades the pursuit of me for the pursuit of three.
Welcome back, guys. This is Griffin, and we're back with season six, episode six of the Pursuit Podcast. This is going to be a lot more of a raw episode. Our editor, Mater, co-host that you guys have gotten to know pretty well, he's gone, and that's kind of going to be the topic of this episode, and just talking about where he's at and the impact he's had on our lives. But we're just going to share some stories and talk about where we're at in the season. But there might be some guys coming in and out of the locker room, and hopefully you'll be able to hear from a lot of different guys and where they're at and their stories and how this season has been all over the place in the locker room, injuries and sickness and things of that sort. But at the same time, our love and relationships are growing like crazy. So yeah, that's where we're going to start off with, and we'll just go from there. So I'm with Coach Clark today, and we're just going to be having a more of a conversation. So
yeah, I'm back, Griff, because you know, you said I love your heart. Last night was senior night. Mater couldn't be here. You wore his number. He's a deep friend to you, and I said we got to just honor and tell what's going on with Mater, but the impact he's had on so many of us just because he couldn't even be here for senior night. So why don't you just give an update? I'll kind of just be back to interview you a little bit because of the meaningful relationship you guys have. Why don't you just give an update for people where Mater's been and how we've been missing him?
Yeah, so it's been about a month now that Mater's been kind of struggling with some dizziness and some just imbalance just with day-to-day life. And we kind of all just thought he was sick, or we didn't really know what was going on. And I live with him. He's my roommate. So I kind of got to see the behind the scenes, and I could tell something was definitely off and that he needed to kind of go get some help. And so we started encouraging that, and he went to the doctor, and they were still struggling to find answers. They did some scans, and they found some stuff on his brain, and then all that came back clear. And ultimately they diagnosed it as it's called vestibular neuritis, which is pretty much like an inner ear infection. And so he's been away from our team for about 2.5 weeks now, I want to say. So not on campus, not anything. And as a close friend and close brother to him, it's been probably the hardest part is relationally being gone with him, but even our team has felt that impact. And so senior night was last night, and texting with him, and I know he was super, super bummed that he couldn't be around. And I just felt the tug. I reached out to Coach Clark. I just wanted somehow if we could honor him in some way. Didn't know what that looked like, and I don't know why the idea came to wear his jersey, and it might have been cheesy, but it was pretty cool to be able to rep my friend in that way. And so that's kind of where he's at. We're still praying for him. He's going through some physical therapy as he's retraining his whole system to be able to think properly again, to even be able to walk. And so, yeah, taking it day by day.
It was a bittersweet night last night because on one hand, we were celebrating some incredible seniors. Mm-hmm. We had a great win, but Mater's such a part of this family. It's meant so much. And we have high hopes and full expectation of a full recovery, but him not being there to celebrate, we were just missing part of our family. So I want to just go back and start with just your relationship with him. Yeah. So I want to go back to after your freshman year. You came in here, you loved this place, you loved the environment, you loved everything about it, but I remember you just had this burden for deeper friendship. Yeah. You're far away from home, you know, being from Kansas City, and just that relational connection was something you were praying about. I remember so clearly. And then what has happened in the relationship with you and Mater has just been an answer to prayer. So why don't you just go back and talk about how your relationship has developed and how you guys are as friends?
Yeah, it's a crazy story, honestly. I mean, after my freshman year, came in with a really tight class, and coaches were joking about it. Everyone was joking, like, we were the closest group that, you know, as freshmen has, that the program has ever seen, but
You guys got tattoos together on the freshman trip.
We did. We got tattoos together. We were staying up late. We were having a good time, like, just really enjoyed each other and great dudes. We still talk all the time. But I remember just praying, and I was seeking some deeper friendships, and a couple of those guys transferred out, and who I'm still really close with again, but it left me just kind of back to square one, almost felt like a freshman again, looking for deeper friendships and people that were going to push me. And the funny thing, and I think it's just how God works, is like you start having those thoughts, and even if you're not being the most intentional of doing things to find those answers, when I feel like God honors those prayers, and he definitely answered them in a unique way. I remember Nolan's best friend, who's actually been with him this whole time back at home, Braden Norman, he went here, transferred out, but he's been by Mater's side these last couple weeks at home. But he transferred out, and that's who Nolan was going to room with. And Mater texted me one random day and was like, hey, dude, I know this is a long shot. I know you've got your rooming situation figured out, but I would love to room with you. I feel like we're kind of hearts beating the same, and I think it would be cool. And I just honestly didn't think about it too much, and I just went for it. I knew Mater's heart, and that was the beginning of our friendship. And ever since then, I mean, people don't see what Mater is like behind closed doors. I mean, the most disciplined man, and I know on the podcast you guys can probably hear his heart and when he's talking to people, and he just lights up a room in such a cool way. But he's honestly been one of the key factors of me just maturing in my own faith. You know, it's not by words that has wooed me to that. It's the fact that I've seen what a disciplined, godly life looks like, and through accountability, through calling out sin, and it's allowed us to be able to just bond over heart-to-heart things and grow a deep relationship through a lot of hard times, and then be able to celebrate some amazing times. So that's what makes these times like this very bittersweet. You just are so heartbroken of where he's at and what he's missing, but it's also comforting knowing that we have such a close relationship to be able to be together through it. So
I love hearing this because it's obvious how close you guys are mm-hmm. together. Why don't you talk a little bit about who he is as a man? Like, he's just got some unique things that he brings to a team, to an environment, everywhere he goes. So beyond just your relationship, talk about him.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I don't know how many people really see this, but he's probably one of the goofiest dudes on our team. Like, you ask anyone top to bottom, like, Mater is just goofy. Like, that's the one word to describe him. But the dude has just a switch that he can flip, where he is the most real and authentic and passionate person. I mean, we've talked about it, I think, once on the podcast, but when we were sitting in our rooms kind of mapping out the year of just our goals individually and just me and him together, and he is just like, dude, I want every person on this team to know Jesus or to know them deeper. And that just, you know, says a lot about him and where he's at in his faith. And man, he's just someone I look up to as a friend, and honestly, he doesn't have it all figured out, and honestly, I get to see the behind the scenes of how much up and down he has, and his journey here at IWU, especially basketball, has been hard, and I wouldn't say it's how he would have mapped it out, but man, he's been able to take all those ups and downs, and just he just takes it to the Word of God, and that's been one of the coolest things. I remember him writing one time in my journal one day before a game that I was just kind of struggling in my own head about different things, and I opened my journal, and he had just been praying over me, and it's those kind of stories and those kind of moments that make you just love the dude.
And I'm going to ask you more, Griff, but we're in the locker room and we're just having guys pop in and just going to give guys a chance to talk. So Nate Childers just walked in. Chili, let's talk about Mader, man. You know, you've been here for less than a year. Just what are you seeing from him, the impact he's made on you, on the team, and just what makes him such a special guy in this family?
Yeah, I mean, I'd first off just like to second what Griff said about him being goofy. I mean, it's hilarious in the locker room just because he does flip a switch. I mean, it's like he'll go from goofy to serious and then back to goofy, like, and you don't know exactly what you're getting all the time. But, yeah, just on me personally, he's been a guy that's taken me under his wing, like, from the beginning, especially on the faith side of things. And it's just been awesome. We try to meet once a week-ish, just talk about the word, life, whatnot. And just the, like Griff said, like, he's open, super open about it. He doesn't try to act like he's got everything figured out. And he's kind of shown me how to be vulnerable in moments and talks like that. And
I can remember all the way back in the recruiting process, he was just an authentic person, you know? Like, he just has never been scared to just talk about how he feels. And he always connected here so well because he wanted to grow in his faith. What have you noticed has been missing in the locker room since he's been gone for these past couple weeks? Because he had such a presence about him.
Yeah, I mean, the faith aspect, just he's one of the leaders on the team. Definitely a little more serious in the locker room too, with him being gone, just that his personality on the court too. I mean, he is such a competitor on the court. Talks a little trash, you might not know, low-key he talks a little bit on the court, so missing that too. But yeah, just his competitive nature and his just his goofy personality, spirit.
Coach Tonigal just walked in. Coach, we're talking about Mader, as you know, doing an episode just about the impact he's had on the program and how we've been missing him and giving the update to get people praying. So what would you say about Nolan?
I mean, Nolan's a special guy. He's got a special connection with me just as he's basically discipled my son over the last couple of years. You know, he and Griff about 2 years ago said they wanted to have an impact in our community, and Mader was connecting with my oldest on the court, shooting around, and started talking to him about his team, and before we knew it, they were inviting those kids over to the dorm on Friday nights, which just blew me away to understand there was, you know, college kids who'd give up a Friday night to spend with a bunch of middle schoolers, but they were pouring into those guys, and it's carried over to a really good relationship, and I've just seen my son go to a new level spiritually, so it really means a lot to me.
I want to talk a little bit about, because we're talking a lot about the face side of thing, but even as a basketball player, man, he just works. He is not scared to get after it and has a drive to get better. And I'm just thinking of this moment. It was his sophomore year. He wasn't playing. He was frustrated. And he's always just wanted, hey, can we talk? Tell me what's going on. And I so clearly remember the conversation because he just said, I just feel like we're lacking shooting a little bit. What do I got to do to get on the court? And it was a hard conversation. Because we just pulled out the stats from the preseason, and he was shooting like 27% from three or something like that. We're like, you say you want to add shooting, but when we actually do drill, you're not making shots. And he looked at it, and he was just shocked. But the credit to him, he saw that, and he just started to put time in the gym. And in a different way, he started saying, I'm going to start shooting with a hand in my face. I'm going to start taking game shots rather than just rep shots. And he just worked himself into playing a major role on some good teams. And Coach, I know you're always someone who just appreciates someone who's willing to get in the gym and get work up like Mader.
Yeah, I mean, Nolan's a trainer by trade, right? That's what he did all summer long. He had a little business going on, and he loves that aspect of the game. And you can't be one of those guys if you're not doing it for yourself. And he's a guy you'll often find in the gym, whether it's in the morning or in the evening. And he takes great pride in his craft, and I've always respected that about him. And I do remember that conversation and how quickly he turned it around, and it wasn't long before, you know, we put him in the game in big moments and trusted him to make big shots.
Coach Muthaya is now in the locker room. Coach, you've obviously were a manager alongside Mader for a couple of years. Now you've been coaching him. What would you say?
Yeah, I kind of had an interesting relationship with him where as an undergrad, as a manager, we were actually roommates for a year, back his sophomore year, my junior year, and it was super fun to be able to see the silly, goofy side of Mader that I think some of the coaches might not see quite as often. But then at the same time, like the maturity and the growth too, like that was a pretty transformational time for Mater. And so to be able to be alongside him for that year, we were in small group together, we were in small group together even last year, even with Griff here too. And it was just awesome to see like this balance of, man, the silly goofy side of Mater and then like the leader that Mater was becoming, both on and off the basketball court, to Coach T's point, like his work ethic and like the effort that he brought in at perfecting his craft and being a leader in the weight room and perfecting his physical body as well.
Coach Tonigal, I know so often we talk about, like, senior night was last night, we talked about this earlier, and Mater's not there. Something's missing. But the joy in coaching is to just see the growth of somebody over time. You start in the recruiting process, you see them go through the ups and downs. It's never just a straight line. But then you just celebrate the growth they've had, and you send them out into whatever's next. They're pursuing the I Am Third Life and whatever they're called to do. We couldn't say some of those things about Mater last night because he wasn't here. What do you wish you would have been able to say if he would have been in the crowd and you could have just in front of everybody said, hey, here's what I've seen in Mater and here's what I'm excited about for his future?
One of the things Mater said to me, it was like a month ago, he basically was just kind of testifying to what the Lord had done in his life this year. And he just said, I've been set free from the idol of performance. And he said it with a smile on his face. And I don't think I ever got there as a player, so it was so gratifying to see Mater, you know, get there as a player and to hear that work that the Lord had. So that would have been, I think, incredibly neat to tell that story, but then to have Mater maybe even expand upon it a little more. Because I think a lot of athletes struggle with that, right? We're we're performers by nature, but yet we're stuck in this environment that just, I think, demands more performance out of you and never satisfied, so you just chase it, and then you find out there was no joy along the way. And I've seen Mater find joy in the way and working hard and playing the game of basketball, and to get there senior year, I think speaks volumes what God did in his life.
And that wasn't without struggle. I remember one postseason that he was really thinking about transferring, and the conversation we had was, if the thing that matters most to you is playing time, you probably want to leave because there's just not a guarantee here. And he took weeks to pray about that. It wasn't, and he finally decided, no, I feel like I need to be here and I need to go all out to be in this program. And we told him, we'll be friends forever. We'll respect you forever if you go somewhere else, if that's the biggest cry of your heart. But he stayed out here. So then to get to a senior year where he just says, I'm laying down the idol of performance, is some serious growth in someone's life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't think anybody gets to the other end of growth without getting to that really difficult juncture, right? He was at a crossing point. Like, what was he going to do in that moment? And to his credit, I think he sought the wisdom of godly people, and he prayed about it. He didn't just go off his feelings. And that too, I think, depicts who Mater is. He's a spirit-led man. He's very discerning.
We heard from a senior earlier. Now we got freshman Jackson Gold coming in the locker room. So Jackson, talk about Mater just coming in here as a freshman, the relationship you've had and the impact you've seen him have on the team.
Yeah, I didn't really get to know Mater super well through the recruiting process, and then this summer me and Mater got paired in the same I Am Third circle, and that's just where our relationship really really started, and really ever since then it's just been such a privilege just to be around Mater. And he definitely pushes me to be better. We're often shooting a lot. He's my shooting partner. But also just the man of God he is. Like, I think many people in the locker room would say, like, we strive to be like Mater. And he's engaged to Claire. And, I mean, like, everyone can comment and say, like, he's going to be a great husband and a great father. So it's just been a privilege just to have Mater as a leader for me, and just kind of a role model for my next 4 years. We've kind of gone through some similar things, like injuries in high school, and just the growth he's made is, like, obviously growth I want to make. So it's just been a privilege to be around Mater.
Griff, as you're sitting here listening to all these different people talk about one of your best friends, what's going through your mind, and what types of things are you thinking about?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is, and I've known this, but just the man of integrity he is, you know. The stories you hear from guys like Jackson, who are freshmen, the guys like Chili, who have only been here a year, they line up perfectly with the stories that I see behind the scenes day in and day out, right? I think that's one of the hardest things as a man of God, is to be the same person in front of a bunch of people, in front of a crowd, as an athlete, in front of your teammates, but also behind closed doors when no one's watching, and your relationship with your girlfriend or your fiance now. Like, those are the kind of things that say a lot about the man that you're becoming, and it's been such a joy to just grow alongside Mater. That's the coolest part. And I know he's covered in a ton of prayer. I was talking to one of our other best friends, he said the Lord put on his heart to share Psalm 27 with him. And then Mater was like, that's crazy, because Coach Tonigal just sent me that earlier today. And it was just wild to see, like, he surrounded himself by some amazing people, and he's covered in prayer. His situation is, you know, not easy on him, but as that passage says, like, who should you fear, you know? And it's just cool to see the man he's becoming, and we're all praying for him hard, and we're just excited to get him back here. So,
and it, you know, we are now at a point where there's confidence in the long-term direction after some uncertainty, you know, whenever you're dealing with head stuff. And I even remember he was starting the Bethel game, the last game he played, and it was about 5 minutes in the game, and no one was within 5 feet of him under the hoop, and a pass just like went right past him, almost like he didn't see it.
He didn't even see it.
And then he said to Coach Tonigal at halftime, like, I don't think it's good for the team if you put me in. There was stretches in there. There was a lot of uncertainty. Now that we're feeling more confident, it still is bittersweet, him not being in the locker room. But let's give an update. Just what's that been like, and what's happened with the team now? We're heading into the final regular season game of the year. How are you feeling about where the team's at? Yeah. What's been happening in the season?
Well, I would say we're definitely hitting a stride, and it's been really cool that this whole season, it seems like we've been challenged with something, and we've just attacked it head on, and that's the mark of a pretty good team, is, you know, you're not going to be perfect, but when you can have some challenges and some weaknesses exposed, but you can work on those and feel confident that you're getting better, it's a good spot to be. So we're in a really good spot. We got one more game left at Marion on Saturday of the regular season, then we'll start conference tournament. I believe we're 24-3, so we're, again, sitting at a really good spot, and I think we all have a good feeling about where we're at.
Well, we're pumped heading into the postseason, Griff. Yeah. So I don't know if you got a final word that you could share. Obviously, we're praying for Mater, asking others to as well. And I think part of the power here, and this is just like, there are deep relationships in this locker room, and I think any player in our program could have walked in and shared something about Mater that's meaningful. And that's part of the fun of a season, is just the deep relationships that form. Yeah. Coach Tonigal was talking at senior night last night about, what other place are you chest bumping and then yelling at somebody and then, you know, crying together? And that's part of the fun of being on a team. So what's the final word you have as we head into this the conclusion of this episode?
Yeah, I think the final thing I'd say is, you know, whoever's listening to this, you know, you might not be in a basketball program, you might not be a basketball coach, right? But at the end of the day, we're people, and we're dealing with relationships. And that's what, like, the core of this conversation has been, is, like, the impact that people can have on someone's life for a greater purpose, right? And whether that's in your workplace, and who knows who's listening to this, if you're a business person and whatever, or you're a recruit, you know, like, top to bottom, wherever you're at in life, I think the beauty is we're just – dealing with people, and as believers, that's like the most joyful thing, is when we can come alongside each other and make each other better and celebrate along the way. So yeah, that's what I'd end with. We thank you guys for just listening to this episode and joining us alongside Mater and his family, just praying for him and praying for the rest of our season. So yep, we'll talk to you guys in the next episode. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Pursuit. If you were challenged to grow from this podcast, please rate or review us on your podcast platform or share with those you know, as it helps multiply the impact. If you have a question you would like to ask IWOO Hoops on a future episode, hashtag AskIWOOHoops or email jeff.clark@indwes.edu. You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at IWOO Hoops. Join us next time right here on The Pursuit. And remember, if you want to be first, first find a way to be third.